Today's story is about a little fellow by the name of Johnny, and you know, he didn't do too well in school. I hope none of you boys and girls are like that. I hope you're good spellers at school and good at your arithmetic and all your classes, because it's important that you learn and get educated in order for later life. Johnny was a poor speller. He just couldn't seem to spell things right. Many times he had to stay after school and go over and over the same words 20 and 40 and 50 times in order to get them right. One day the inspector come to the school, and that made Johnny very nervous. That day Johnny had an unusual number of mistakes because he was nervous. And at the close he imagined that the teacher was going to say, "Johnny, you're going to have to stay in again and correct all those mistakes." But the inspector said that anyone who had errors or mistakes in their lessons today, I'll forgive them for today and they won't have to. They won't have any mistakes. I'll forgive all their mistakes. Johnny was happy. School was out. He raced home, and a few minutes later he came bounding into the door where his mother was. She said, "Mother, Mother," he said, "I just had 15 mistakes, but it's just like I had none at all." Mother said, "How do you figure that out?" "Well," he said, "I had 15 mistakes in my spellings, but the inspector of schools came today, and he said, all the mistakes that anybody makes today, they're all going to be forgiven as if they had never happened." So he said, "I had 50 mistakes, but it's just like I had none at all." Mother had been trying to talk to Johnny about some other mistakes and a Savior who died for him. And Mother said, "Johnny, that's just what God has done for those who trust in the Lord Jesus as their Savior. The Lord Jesus died on the cross, and if you trust Him as your Savior, you will be justified. You will be saved." And boys and girls, that's so true. The Lord can make your mistakes just as if you had none, if you will trust in the Lord Jesus who died to take them away. Will you do that today? Or you go on with all those mistakes charged against you? You don't have to, because Jesus died to take them away. You can be saved today. Quit and be